You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Alex Henderson and Sydney May from Thomas Pocklington Trust to tell us about some educational resources that you might find useful if you're a student. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Very basic terms. Tell us a bit about these resources for students.
We've just launched some exciting new resources on our website, and they're all about empowering blind and partially sighted students to use technology to thrive in their education. So in the resources, we walk students through the different tools, tips, hacks can help them to supercharge their studies with technology. And we're really coming at this from the angle that we're just trying to give the students themselves information so that they can, you know, use technology to boost their productivity so they can work smarter and faster, but also so that they can access their learning kind of more accessibly and in a way that works best for them.
So we already had some resources on the website which focused on, so just to run you through what's been released as part of this particular launch, we have a page called Access Printed Text the Smartphone Way, which highlights a couple of apps which are all about allowing blind and partially sighted students to take a picture of printed text that you can't see and use your smartphone to convert that to plain text. So this is kind of useful for handouts, worksheets. Obviously, we're highlighting the fact here that this is not a replacement for adapted materials. Teachers, lecturers, schools, universities should still be adapting materials. We've then got two pages all about audio and digital note-taking. So using audio apps with a bit of AI to take auto transcripts of audio recordings of lectures and lessons. And we've then got a page that focuses on digital note taking as well, which apps you can use, the various accessibility pros and cons, and using apps on smartphones and tablets instead of having to carry a laptop around and things like that. We then have a page on touch typing, which is all about encouraging blind and partially sighted students to learn to touch type and how valuable this skill is and how it can really majorly boost productivity. And then we've got use your AI to supercharge your studies. This is probably one of the most exciting pages of the new resources. This is walking blind and partially sighted students through all the different ways they can use AI in their studies. We've covered areas such as finding information and asking questions. So we've talked about how you can input a large amount of information into one of the AI platforms and ask it to summarize for you, ask it to pick out certain bits of information, specific questions, things like that. And we've covered content creation as well. So looking at types of content creation, which maybe wouldn't have been accessible for blind and partially sighted students in the past. So things like creating images or videos based on text prompts. Talked a little bit about making your revision notes a bit more exciting by putting it into one of the AI platforms that can read out your text as in a voice. Different voices, celebrity voices, things like that, and how this can open up maybe different career options which previously wouldn't have been open to blind or partially sighted people in the past.
So there's loads and loads of stuff then for people to go and check out to, as you say, supercharge their learning. What was the thinking behind getting all this together? Were you hearing from students that didn't know where to find all of these tools? What was your thinking into getting all of this together in one place?
It's come from a few different places, David. So yeah, all of us in the education team at TPT, we've all got different knowledge, expertise and experience of working with blind and partially sighted students. So it's definitely a thing that, you know, we keep hearing that just unfortunately, you know, many students just don't know about some of this technology. They don't know it exists. And if they do, maybe they haven't been supported enough to, you know, learn how to really harness it in their education.
We worked with some students that we have contact through TPT. So I took part in a little focus group, sent out some questionnaires and really got a sense of what the students were missing or what they were needing. I also had previous experience working with blind and partially sighted students, training students how to use technology and training the QTVIs and sort of the local authorities and local professionals. And it really highlighted the gaps, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, the key thing is that we always try and anything we do within our team is to just put the student at the heart of it so that we're really listening to what they need and what they're experiencing. So that's where this has come from.
Now, with that in mind, there's also the Thomas Pocklington Trust Student Support Community, a big old Facebook group. Do you want to give that a bit of a shout out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got tons of different ways you can get in touch with us. But yeah, the student support community is a really good place for students, parents, professionals to sort of meet up and sort of talk and, you know, share different experiences and things. I think another key thing that our education team offers is the student support service. So that's basically where, you know, if you're a blind or partially sighted student, or you're a parent, or you're a professional working with blind or partially sighted students, and a student is experiencing a problem accessing their education, our team can provide, you know, one-to-one support, you know, information and guidance to sort of help that student overcome those challenges. If you're listening to this and that sounds like you, then definitely get in touch with our student support service. You can get in touch with them either by email. You can email studentsupport@pocklington.org.uk, or you can just head over to our website and find the education and student support section, and you'll find it in there.
And finally, where can our listeners go and check out all of these educational resources on your website?
Yeah, so as you say, they're all on our website, www.pocklington.org.uk. Probably the easiest way is to search from there, search for technology and education, and it's all under that page. You'll see various links to the individual pages, so you can choose which ones you want to look at. We are on social media as well. As mentioned, we're on Instagram, Facebook, X and LinkedIn. Anyone can get in touch with us that way, ask us a question, or as Alex said, the student support section of the website as well.
Wonderful stuff. Well, Alex Henderson and Sydney May from the Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us.